Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen, along with Steve Marks, my producer, and our resident psychologist and researcher, Dr. Rich O'Neill, who's
been kind enough
to join us again. And last time we got together, we were talking about anxiety and how to deal with it. I mean, how to really reduce the feelings within your body.
Yes.
And we said we'd love
to kind of went through some exercises, and you described it as centering, you know. And afterwards, we talked a little bit more about how, you know, once you get over the anxiety that I think we've talked about a few times now on the show, that sometimes you're left with a lot of tension.
Yes.
And so we started talking about that as you arrived today before we went on back on the air.
Yeah. And I was teaching you folks how to relax your tension. And
I thought it'd be great to help have our listeners understand what we did and how you can really reduce the tension in your body. So tell us about it, Rich.
Yeah. The first job, first you have to undo your anxiety. Once you do that, get your thinking clear and in the present so you're not got sweaty palms, dry mouth, heart going fast, butterflies in your stomach. Once you do that, you're going to naturally have more energy to put on what your body feels. So shift, if you undid your anxiety, you're not anxious, and notice you're tense.
And did it through that centering idea of breathing.
You can
and
do that
get
centering.
Yourself into
That's
the
one
present.
Way to do that.
Mm-hmm. And just some of those questions that you had us ask about the reality of what is causing our anxiety. Is this real or not real?
Are you in mind reading? Are you in a mind reading?
Right.
And then shift into the present and see what's actually happening.
Right.
Then if you notice what's happening is, I'm tense, what you do is first you just pay attention to your body and see, where is my tension? Do I have tension? And where is it? So you get a sense of, like right now I can feel a little bit of tension between my shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a certain amount of awareness to, you know, focus in and do what they call like a body scan and see where your tension is. But I always know where mine's going to be, and it's always in my neck and shoulders.
We have characteristic ways of holding it. So then once you notice where it is, if you can describe it to yourself. So for me right now, for instance, I feel a kind of tightness and a little bit of, it's almost pain between my shoulder blades, and I'm kind of getting centered and working it a little to relax. But then what you do, once you've described it, you decide whether you want to keep it. Because sometimes we're scared to let go of our tension, because tension actually is a constriction of our feeling self. And sometimes people are afraid, for instance, I'm going to explode and have a temper tantrum if I don't keep myself really tight.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So you're holding it in.
You're holding
literally.
It in.
Literally.
Yes, exactly. That's the thought. And actually, what I discover is it's the opposite, that if you relax your tension, you're less likely to explode because tension itself is so unpleasant. We want to get rid of the experience, and one way we do that is we explode into a temper tantrum and scream and yell and throw things, etc. So, okay, so here we are. You've decided where you know where it is. Let's assume you've decided to let it go, right? You don't want to keep it anymore. Then if you just imagine yourself like you're in a warm shower or you're in a sauna and it just is exactly the right temperature and you just let the tension drain away. Excuse me. So just take a moment, let it drain away. And see what you discover inside your body as you let that tension drain away. Because you're going to have a different experience inside yourself as you let the tension drain away.
Yeah, I think Linda and I both described that felt that our breathing slowed a little bit, was more relaxed. I thought that was...
And I also feel like I've done this before in my life in meditation or in yoga, that there's a sense of clarity of your mind. It's almost like your mind begins to clear.
Yes. You can get clearer, things can look sharper, you can feel lighter. I often feel both lighter and heavier, oddly enough. I could feel myself more solid in my chair and also a lighter sense on my upper body. So you got that. Then what if now, the tricky part is, for those of us who can't let go of the tension, which often happens, right? So then what you do is you pay attention to what happened inside you that you couldn't let it go. Oftentimes you're going to discover there's some kind of thought that gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're holding your body in some way that just doesn't, you know, keep, it feels like I got to keep this tension. I can't sit in any other comfortable way. So you do have to explore what I call that restraining force. See if you can discover what got in the way of your natural relaxation response, because muscles tense and then they relax. If you, one thing you can do if you're having trouble is you can do the relaxation training exercise of tensing your muscles one by one and then just letting them go. You can practice it that way. So tensing them consciously and then letting them go and discover the difference between tense and relaxed. So you can develop that skill, and when you're tense some other time, just and you're, you know, you want to let it go, you'll have that developed already, that skill set.
Is this the kind of thing that someone could do or should do if they have a tendency to tension on a daily basis? Should they be doing this, or is it something you might want to do throughout the day for a few, you know, a few minutes, a 5-minute break or a 3-minute break kind of thing?
What I never do should. I always do what is it that the person has energy to do?
Right.
What is it that you want? And yes, if you do it, if you want to really develop the skill, we have this idea in psychology called distributed practice versus mass practice. Basically, it's like in college, mass practice was cramming for the exam, and distributed was studying every night. Same thing here. If you practice a little bit at a time every day, you're going to actually develop those neurons. You're going to learn more rapidly, and it's going to stay with you.
Is it the kind of thing you could have kids do, for example? I mean, if you have a child
who's having...
If they have
the attention span.
Yeah.
You know, if they have
Let's
the
say
attention
an adolescent
span.
Who's clearly has the
if
attention.
If they have the attention span.
Okay.
And if they're not in a defiant relationship with you at the time, they might love it. You know, some kids really love to learn how to do this.
Yeah, I mean, people, and even teenagers, some people describe themselves as, I'm always stressed out. So
yes.
I think if you identify yourself that way, that this sounds like it would be a really good thing to practice.
Yeah, and if they want to learn how to do it, yeah, absolutely. Just say, oh, well, here's, you know, and there are, you know, there are programs and audio tapes that describe various ways of doing this that you can go to the library and get. And
I think it's in that category of it can't hurt. I think if you feel like you should try it,
I've never
it,
heard
should,
of anybody getting hurt by relaxing their tension.
Right.
I think it's fabulous. I really do appreciate your coming in and sharing it with us once again.
Yep.
With all the right answers. Thanks again, Rich.
You're welcome, Lindy.